This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Guys, 1-866-582-9933. Especially you folks in Minnesota. We're broadcasting into 159 cities across the country. Do we got that many sheepish individuals out there? I hope not. My goodness. Someone made a great point online, and forgive me for not catching the name, but I've seen it in passing on social media platforms. I was just highlighting the fact that DeSantis, as I said, would be put up as a presidential contender, just like I said he would 3 years ago. Okay, and then it shows him pitching. He's got the mob boss vibe about him. I'm showing you on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of both pages. And it shows him peeling an orange. And then it states up on the top, this is symbolic of the kiss of death when you're in the mob. Okay. And one of the things that I didn't catch was, folks, he was put up as the person of the year. I'm not making it up. Time magazine put up Ron DeSantis as the person of the year. They're not going to do that if he's standing in opposition to their narrative. Do you think? No, absolutely not. Here, this is what I want to show you. And this is what I get to see constantly, okay? Now just contemplate this. There's 1,162 different contenders back in 2020 running for the office of the President of the United States of America. You only heard of two. If it wasn't Hillary Clinton going against Trump, then they had to use Joe Biden. And then what they did is they cast it into your teeth that he won when we know there's massive voter fraud taking place. I don't care if you like it or not. I don't care if Fox News has been so sued for this or not. You know as well as I do that's what is going on. Okay? But this is the responses that I've seen on the bottom of the picture of Time Life with Ron DeSantis as the person of the year. This ignorant human said Trump will win again. They just fall right into line once again, not paying attention to the fruit of Trump, not paying attention to the fact that there's 1,160 other presidential contenders. Nope. Well, Bradley, I never heard of them. That's my point. Well, then you hear the other retort, but Bradley, then we just got to pick the lesser of two evils. No, the lesser of two evils doesn't produce righteousness. Pick neither, said Spurgeon. Exactly. Another guy said, let's see what happens. Oh, look, we're entertained. Hey, folks, how do you fill the seats? You promote the fight. With what? The contenders, they want you to keep all eyes on. That's how you promote a fight. What are they doing? Just that. Another guy said, no matter what, I will be voting for Trump again. Another person said, I want to keep DeSantis here in Florida. You can't. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm up against. This is what I'm up against. This is what faithful witnesses are up against, friends. No matter how many times you tell them, they just get caught up into the next cycle, chasing their tail. It's called circular reasoning, and nothing changes, and they're trying to figure out why nothing changes. Oh, my goodness. Can't make it up, can you? No, you can't. You really can't. This last week, I highlighted the fact that you know as well as I do that there's over, I have in front of me 73 federal agencies, all unconstitutional, that have the federal government arming them, basically weaponizing them against the American people. You just seen last, what, a week and a half ago, again, the IRS agents being armed, weaponized against the American people. Thought.com is now reporting firearms and arrest authority of U.S. federal agencies. More than a few eyebrows were raised when the U.S. Department of Agriculture bought 85 semi-automatic submachine guns. And the USDA is just one of 73 federal government agencies employing full-time law enforcement officers who are authorized to carry firearms and make arrests in America alone. In America. Yesterday, I had taken the time to play the whistleblower there was three of them, as a matter of fact, and I'm not going to go through this whole show today, but I do want you to remember, folks, that right now in the United States, there was three whistleblowers that came out of the FBI that had highlighted the FBI, who, by the way, in the hands of Joe Biden, on a poll in America, 74% of the American people believe that the FBI is the Gestapo in the hands, and by the way, don't forget the CIA, who Truman called the Gestapo back in 47, but remember that they've been called the Gestapo in the hands of Joe Biden. 74% of the people. Yesterday, I highlighted three of these whistleblowers.
Most recently in the Daytona.
Whistleblowers in D.C. that were calling out the crimes of the FBI, who, I quote, are being weaponized to basically fight against the people in the United States of America. This guy right now that you're seeing on social media platforms, he testified that the FBI basically took him down and his family down and has demonized him and ostracized him and almost to the point of criminalizing him for calling out the crimes of the FBI. What is this guy's great crime? His crime is he's exposing the FBI for who they really are. He said as well, they're showing several whistleblowers here on social media platforms, but he also said that those in the FBI know that the FBI is corrupt, but they don't have the courage to do what he did. He also talked about how big tech companies are working with the FBI to silence the voice of conservatives. That's your bulwark against freedom, friends. And the list goes on, and the list goes on. And these whistleblowers merely came out to tell the people what's going on. And because they came to their to those that are in seniority in the FBI, and they told them their concerns that they had, they basically criminalized. They're trying to criminalize them. Now, I want you to consider something, and I said this yesterday, but I want to remind everybody listening to me today. 950 people have been arrested concerning January 6th with not one proof of evidence. 350 of them are behind bars. This is the government that you're tolerating. These FBI whistleblowers came forward to tell you that there was much fraud being perpetrated against the people and information that basically is held to expose January 6th as a fraud is being suppressed. And I told the people in this country, as they are now telling you, exactly what it is they are now telling you. Folks, they're creating domestic terrorists. They're incriminating innocent people for the crimes that they're guilty of committing. I spent the whole day yesterday highlighting that. Watch yesterday's show. I'm going to come back. I want to get onto a different topic, and I'm going to take Andy from Florida. 1-866-582-9933.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You just heard that commercial there, and people are talking about taking back their food supplies as well. You know, we should have never forfeited that. We should have never gave that up. But it's interesting, even for farmers, I know in the state of Minnesota that are selling milk and eggs and cheese, so on and so forth. The state's coming in and trying to dictate what they do and what they can't do. This is what they want. They want absolute control over every facet of your life. This is not the position of American government. It's that simple. It's that simple. I would really like to be challenged by an attorney. And the reason we haven't heard from an attorney, at least a willful call, unsolicited, or maybe solicited, where they've called in and confronted the information that I'm giving you. We've never received that phone call because they know that what I'm telling you is constitutional. Matter of fact, a side point, isn't it interesting that 400 people that recently graduated from an attorney school, there is a difference, by the way, but they graduated law school. When they were asked where law came from, they couldn't give the answer. That is your problem right there. They're sworn at the bar. They don't know where their rights come from. They don't know where the law comes from. And if they don't know where the law comes from, how do they know the difference between rights and privileges? This is why they're confused. And furthermore, this is why the Lord damned those people, many of them. Because they're withholding the keys of knowledge. Why? Because they don't know themselves. We got Andy calling from Florida. What say you, my friend? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, man. I just wanted to say thanks to all you do and all the sacrifices you made doing what you do. And I actually kind of off topic, but I saw a CBS special today from 1982 on how we had brought all the Nazis here, the CIA.
Yeah.
And it was actually a really interesting CBS special on from 1982. It came up in my feed somehow.
Yeah, you're you're talking about Operation. I was thinking of. I don't know why. I'm just thinking of warfare. Yeah, pretty crazy, Andy. 1,800 of them jokers.
1982. They laid out the fact that they had the actual. They had like the. I think it was even one of the guys. There in person, alive. He was one of the men that put the people in the hole, and because they wanted to save bullets, they shot through the bodies. They'd stack them on top of each other alive, and they'd shoot through bodies. I know this is horrible, but this is what we're facing coming up. And you're right about what you said earlier. If they take our guns, it's over.
Oh, it is. There's no.
It's over. And everybody. And you know what? I'm going to stay on a good note because there's been so much crazy stuff going on. It seems to me this last week that. Some regular normie people are starting to friggin' wake up. They're starting to get it.
And I don't know why it's taking them so long. I know.
Sharing this stuff. I've been on this for 6-7 years now. You know, I never was into politics. I surf and skate. But now I'm into it because I want my son to be free and his kids to be free when they grow up.
Amen, bro. Amen. Absolutely.
Thank you for everything you do, man. And I was scared. I've been so like sheepish to call in. Like, I don't want to call into a radio show. You know what? People call in and stand up and speak your voice, man. Because if you don't, it's over.
Amen. Andy, I got a question for you before you hang up. Where are you at? What part of the state?
I'm in Sebastian, right? About Central Florida.
Okay, I was just in Panama City 2 days ago. Now, how far are you from that?
I'm about 6 hours, 7 hours, I think. Maybe even more.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a drive. Florida's kind of big when you look at it. It's long.
Yeah.
I think it's like 6 hours.
Okay, gotcha. Go ahead.
Next time you're down here, I'm definitely going to come see you.
Amen.
And I thank you for everything you do, man. I'm praying for you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. I was just there. As a matter of fact, Andy, with you off the air, I've done... Oh, my goodness. I bet I've done 25 high schools in Florida, public schools. We've done about 360-some in 25 states, but we went all the way up to Key West to do two high school assemblies. And it was the first assembly. At the end of it, I was rebuking the teachers. I was. It's like you're sitting there getting mad at the kids for what you taught them to do, Luke 7:35. So they canceled the second assembly. Amazing. You know, praise God. And notice Andy was probably a younger dude. He's got a lot to fight for. And I'll tell you what any government doesn't need is those that have nothing to lose, and that's what this government is creating right now. We're going to self-inflict, and we're doing this to ourselves. I want to highlight one of the things that he had brought up, Operation Paperclip. Some people will say, well, that's crazy. Nothing crazy about it. Matter of fact, if you can go over to Wikipedia, interestingly enough, the founder of that organization came after me, and then Ruth... I'm thinking of the woman's name that was on Ronald Reagan's presidential board, judicial board, Judith Reisman. She was on her board for a while as well, and she passed during the whole COVID. But when Wikipedia's founder came after me, she went into my defense. I wonder how that worked out for him. But with that, Wikipedia is telling you as well, for those that might look at what Andy just said as being outlandish, no, it is not. We've known this for a long time. If you go to Wikipedia, Operation Paperclip was a secret United States intelligence program in which more than 1,800 German scientists, war criminals, engineers, technicians were taken from the former Nazi Germany to the United States for government employment at the end of World War II. Not a joke. And again, if you just pay attention to the Bush regime, all the way from Daddy Bush to Granddaddy Bush, who was indicted in 1942 for illegally financing Hitler's war, you're going to understand exactly what's going on here. You're going to understand exactly why people are saying there's a lot of parallel between the Nazis of the 30s and today. Yes. I just highlighted Ron DeSantis, who's being endorsed by Jeb Bush. And look at his track record. Worked for the CIA. Look at the things that he's responsible for doing. The apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt Bush tree, does it? Nope, it doesn't. But because they said they were Christians, the evangelicals in America just fell right back to sleep, didn't they? Maybe we should take a lesson from the evangelicals in the 1930s that were actually responsible for helping elevate Adolf Hitler to power. Martin Niemöller wrote a book about it, apologizing to those that were murdered by the German Reich, apologizing to them after the fact, and stating that the evangelicals were responsible for elevating Adolf Hitler to power. Without them, he would have never went to power. Same thing happening in America today. They're actually supporting their own executioners. And if not themselves, somebody else's. And their country's at the end of the day. And furthermore, if you look at George Bush Sr., how many times did the guy call for a new world order publicly in the face of the American people? We played these videos several times for you. Cheers to my friend with a glass of water. Cheers to my friend Andy in Florida. I appreciate you, man. Keep doing what you're doing. We have Linda calling from Missouri. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Linda?
Hi, Bradley. So good to speak with you. It's amazing how much we don't know and what we need to learn, and of course the truth and biblically. But in the natural, I think we need to look at, connect the dots further back to the Act of 1871 when they corporatized everything and took away our organic constitution where we actually had a republican form of government. And we can remedy this with, assembling and settling our counties and taking back the seats that we're supposed to occupy and kind of get rid of these people and pull their bonds so they can never run for office again. What say you, sir?
I totally agree with you 100%. I'm going to do an article on 1871. I was just thinking about my friend in Texas who's probably loving your phone call right now, who's constantly shaking the same bell that you are right now or ringing the same bell that you are. But I'd also add that what is unconstitutional is null and void. And I think that's what the American government's dealing with right now is a lot of people are starting to understand, wait a second, this is what our Bill of Rights say. This is what the Constitution says. Giving them case in point in particular, and they just say, well, they're getting to the point now, Linda, where they're just saying you're not going to make reference to the Constitution in my court. Literally, I have a friend that was just in court in Minnesota where she kept making reference to the Constitution. The judge said to her, if you make reference to the Constitution one more time, this is what he said, in my court, I will call you in for contempt. That's where the people should have rose up and got rid of the judge immediately. Exactly. But, yep, I'll give you the final 10 seconds. It's all yours, Linda.
Thank you, sir. I just want to thank you for all you do and encourage everyone. I did put a link in your chat room regarding the general assemblies, which helps people understand. It is hard to understand because we've been so deceived by Satan for so many decades.
Amen. Will you go ahead and post that again, Linda, for me, please? Please post it again. Thank you for the phone call. Totally appreciate it. We'll be right back.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is expressing confidence a deal will be reached on the debt ceiling.
I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
Speaking at a news conference from the G7 summit in Japan, Biden said he's not at all concerned about the talks with Republican leaders, which stopped and restarted on Friday. No new negotiations are scheduled for today. Ukrainian President Zelensky is meeting with world leaders at the G7 summit. Zelensky arrived in Japan today, and he's expected to address the gathering tomorrow. The leaders of the world's seven top democracies have been talking about a range of issues, including China's growing military and Russia's war with Ukraine. Senator Tim Scott is filing to run for president in 2024. The South Carolina lawmaker joins a growing field of GOP candidates, including former President Donald Trump and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We have Diana calling in from Montana. What say you, Diana?
Hey, Brother Dean. Happy Saturday to you. I thank you so much for your faithfulness. What has ultimately happened, and I see it, is people have been giving over to these delusions because they don't want to improve their life morally and spiritually. They want someone else to do it.
Yep.
Just like you said. And it's really a shame because more and more now, I see people that call themselves atheists or agnostics, who are more bold and are more for freedom than those who call themselves and misidentify as Christian. And so to be the light out here in this world is really important that, you know what, no matter where you go, there you are, and you have to set the example. We should be the example like Christ, who spoke against the false teaching, who spoke against the craziness that was going on. But people, so many, just want to just go along to get along, and they don't realize what they have.
Yep. Well, that's right. Remember back in the 80s, Diana? Remember the band Cinderella? Because I used to be a rock dog.
Sure.
And remember the song, You Don't Know What You Got Until It's Gone? That's exactly right. Yep.
That's exactly it. And then as these government criminals just kind of like usurp these powers that they've never been given the authority to take, so many they've lost their boldness. I'm not sure.
Well, no, they're immoral men. Well, they're immoral.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to. When you have, I want you to listen to this carefully as to how I'm going to respond to Diana here. You have the representatives, okay, those that are incumbent. So listen, if we're fighting each other, we're fighting the wrong people, okay? But if we're all willing to take a stand and do what needs to be done to get the answers and the resolve that we desire lawfully, then praise God for them. But I have representatives and guys that I like as representatives and girls that are actually doing their job. But you have them, Diana, these said representatives, saying, we don't even know who's putting these bills into these omnibus bills. This is how bold the powers that are tolerated have become. And it's not just Minnesota, it's across the United States. They're implementing things that are so far out of their scope of authority. It's not just overreaching, it's criminal at every given level because they're creating this stuff and then they're forcing people to obey it. And they're incriminating the innocent in an attempt to try to create them as criminals. And then the criminals are the ones that are innocent, and they're the ones that are being protected right now. This is scary stuff, and that lines itself up with Isaiah 5:20. And this is where the people need to understand how far this has gone. And so we have to take responsibility because those said representatives that are doing their job, Diana, they need our help big time. And if we're not willing to help, well, we're going to suffer the end demise, and we brought it upon ourselves because we failed to respond to it.
Agreed.
Amen.
And I think it's important that the representatives are actually reading through these bills. You know, they have these people that work for them. I don't know what they're called, you know, and they're supposed to be reading through it, and they're not doing their due diligence. But hats off to those that are.
Amen.
They're finding these crazy things stuck in there. And this is how, you know, we have lost so many of our freedoms just in the fact that these things have gotten passed through without ever reading it. Remember Nancy Pelosi? We got a passage.
Yep.
What's in it?
Yep.
That kind of baloney. I mean, it's the attitude of so many, and it's not, you know, it's not living up to their end of the bargain if they're to be representative of the people that they say that they are.
Hold
their feet to the fire.
Absolutely. Diana, say what you said again concerning what Pelosi said. Say it real slow.
She said, we have to pass it in order to see what's in it.
Does that not tell the American people right there that she is not representing the people, but she's rather taking orders? Because that's exactly what these people are doing.
And that is going back to what year? 2008, 2009, 2010 was the Health Care Affordability Act, was it not? Where that was the phrase. That's going on. That's more than 13 years ago.
Yep.
And we have a duty. We have a duty to hold these people to account.
Yep.
But we've become apathetic and lazy, and we need to grow a spine.
Amen. Amen. And we need to, the real Christians need to keep following the Christ and leading the way so they can see who we are in Christ by bearing that fruit. So I totally appreciate the phone call. Folks, if you want to call in, please do. I'm going to change topics. I want to leave you on a more encouraging note in part, but also kind of addressing what Diana just said. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to listen to this, okay? A parable. Take it as a parable, if you will. When somebody plays Beethoven poorly, you don't blame Beethoven, do you? Right? I want to say this real quick. Nobody rebuked the hypocrites more than Christ himself. Read Matthew 23. Look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I just finished Luke. I'm on John now, again. Look at how much time the Lord spends rebuking the hypocrites. Dressing them down, showing the world who they really are. He takes a lot of time doing that throughout the Word. Do we want to focus on that? No, in part. But it is a part of what we're called to do. So people know and can make distinction between what is God's children and those that are children of the flesh. And I'm talking about John 3:6. Secondly, to Ezekiel 44:23. Read it when you get a moment. Recently, I seen a short media piece where a man made a good point and then a very bad one simultaneously. He said, listen carefully, when somebody plays Beethoven poorly, who do you blame? You don't blame Beethoven, you blame the player that is playing him very badly, do you not? So when somebody plays Christ poorly, who do you blame? You don't blame Christ or those that are real Christians. You blame the people that play Christ poorly. We know them as hypocrites. Isn't that right? Yeah. Okay. And then instead of correcting themselves, this man, when he made this point, this is what he said was that parable I just gave. Now he goes on, and I'm adding to his parables. Instead of then him correcting himself and repenting of his transgressions, in his parable, he then goes on to make excuses for his disobedience by saying, and none of us as Christians play Christ perfectly. Man, I'm thinking to myself, you got a great analogy going here. Those that play Beethoven poorly, you don't blame. You don't blame Beethoven. You blame the person that's trying to play Beethoven, but they're doing it very badly. It's the same thing with those that profess to be Christians. Now, baby Christians, that's one thing. Hey, folks, if they're born of the Spirit, you're still going to be able to make distinction by what it is that they do and that what they are wanting to do and what they're driven to do. I can give you a perfect case in point. Martin Luther, the great reformer, was having a class and he was talking about faith. And one guy stood up and he said, you know what, I want to sin. And Martin Luther looked at him and said, sin boldly, sin all the more. And Martin Luther was making the point with a question mark and a statement, an exclamation point at the end of that. Go ahead, do all that you want to when you commit the act of sin. But if you're born of the Spirit, let me ask you, he asked the question to that person, but if you're born of the Spirit, what is it that you want to do? When you're born of the Spirit, friends, you're going to do the things of the Spirit. You're not going to want to sin boldly. No, because you've already repented of that. You repented for violating God's moral law, Exodus 20. You don't want to offend God. King David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. He learned this lesson after he fell, remember. Remember when he said, take not thy Holy Spirit away from me? Right? In Psalm 51, verse 17, the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. Oh God, thou wilt not despise. Amen. You can also look at 34:18 of Psalm and Isaiah 66, verse 2. It falls into line perfectly with what I'm saying right now. But when you're born of the Spirit, and put this up against John 3:6, you want to do the things of the Spirit. And you do the things of the Spirit. Why? Because you're led of the things of the Spirit. Because you're born of the things of the Spirit. Romans 8:14. Thinking of John 3:3. But those that are born of the flesh, they do the things of the flesh. Okay? Why would a man give a prime parable asking the question about Beethoven and the people, when you listen to Beethoven and someone plays Beethoven poorly, do you blame Beethoven for the person playing him poorly? Absolutely not. Then he said, when somebody plays Christ poorly, who do you blame? You don't blame Christ. You blame the people that plays Christ poorly. Right? So he's taking this off perfectly. And then he said, and none of us as Christians can play Christ perfectly. No, but we are being perfected. Spurgeon said that when he's weak, he said, pray for more grace that you can keep his commandments better. Follow that line through with me. This man then went on to say that we're all fallen, starting to make excuses now for his sins, right? He said if we weren't fallen, we wouldn't need a Savior. He's exactly right. But he's making excuses for his fallen nature rather than his risen nature in Christ. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. We're not called to be witnesses to make excuses for what sin has been washed away through the blood of Christ on Calvary. But this is what men do. Let me make my point on the other side. If you're a little confused, we'll straighten it out. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Okay, I want to do my best to get through this, okay? I just recently heard a short piece. This guy started out with a great analogy, a parable, if you will. He was talking about if somebody plays Beethoven poorly, who do you blame? You don't blame Beethoven. You blame the player that is playing badly. He's exactly right. Then he said, so when somebody plays Christ poorly, who do you blame? You don't blame Christ. You blame the people that plays Christ poorly. You get the point. And then instead of him correcting himself and then repenting and going to the Christ and raising himself to the level of expectation as a Christian always should, he starts to make excuses for his sin rather than in his imperfections, rather than seeking perfection in Christ. I mean, folks, this is like an individual going into a gym. If you ever go into a gym, you can see a lot of gyms. They have like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Lou Ferrigno, and these posters of, you know, Ferrigno was seven times over Mr. Olympia. And they have those posters there while they're lifting weights. They're staring at the physiques of the likes of a Ferrigno or a Frank Zane or of a Arnold Schwarzenegger. Why? Because they want to look just like them. Can you imagine those guys, instead of doing that, them going home, sitting on the couch, filling up the fridge with Twinkies and Mountain Dew, making excuses for why they're not like Schwarzenegger or Zane? Isn't it interesting how the world seeks perfection, yet the church makes excuses for their imperfections? Isn't that embarrassing? It's a lack of grace. It's a lack of understanding. It's a lack of gratitude, and it's a lack of love. To those that have been forgiven much, love much. Right? And if they're truly repentant, they want to awaken the likeness of Christ just like David prayed. Period. Okay? So let me get back to the point. So the guy starts to go down to make excuses for why he's a sinner. Listen to what he then says. So he then says, again, instead of correcting himself, he says, and none of us as Christians play Christ perfectly. Oh my goodness, talking about lowering, shooting for the floor, right? He then goes on to say that we're all fallen. And if we weren't fallen, we wouldn't need a Savior, right? But he failed to tell you that Jesus came into the world to save his people from their sin, not in their sin. Matthew 1:21. Okay? In fact, he said during a debate with an atheist, this said self-proclaimed man of God, he said during a debate with an atheist, which there's no such thing, by the way, there was no God, there would be no atheist, right? But he went on to say that during this debate with this atheist, he said, I'm a hypocrite. This is what he told the atheist. I am a hypocrite. I can't live up to what Jesus said, but if I could, I wouldn't need him. What in the heck are you talking about, dude? He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And the truth is not in him. And the truth is not in him. We don't look for an excuse to stay in our sins. Hey, the man that's longing to be judged by God is the man that's longing to be freed from what offends God. And what offends God? Our sin. It separates us from him. Isaiah 59, verse 2. I mean, folks, maybe this guy, this is the modern-day preacher again. He forgot to look at John 8:11 when Jesus told the woman that was caught in adultery, go and sin no more. He said that before, too. He said, go and sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you. I mean, where's this guy coming from? He then goes on after telling the atheist that he's a hypocrite. By the way, that is what an atheist is looking for. That is why he doesn't respect those that call themselves Christians, because they're excuse makers. Not real ones, my friends. Not real ones. Okay? Those that offend God, not through willful sin, they examine themselves daily to see whether they be in the faith. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Okay? And those that are born of the Spirit of Christ, when something's wrong, the first thing they do is look at themselves and examine themselves before they point the finger. Because a preacher will live by the fire that he breathes. Believe me. And the Lord will not allow you to play the hypocrite. Look at the third commandment. I want you to listen to this. This said preacher then goes on after he started out fantastically. He then goes on and says, so when people tell me I can't go to church because there's too many hypocrites down there, he said, I always say, come on down, pal. We got more room for one more. I get what he's saying. I do. But he's completely wrong concerning the spirit in which he's saying it. And it's the wrong message to send. Look at a soldier. My goodness, folks. Are they taught to be perfect? Look at those that guard the tomb of the unknown soldier. They are perfect in conduct. Those guys shine their shoes alone for 8 hours a day before they go out and represent a dead man. And praise God for it. But how much more should we be perfect when we represent Christ Jesus, our Lord, all the more? all the more. Their suits are ironed perfectly. They practice night and day and day and night to be perfect. Isn't that what David meant when he said he meditates in the Word day and night? Yes! The world is tired of the excuses of professors. They want to see the real deal, is what they want to see. And so do I. And I want to be a part of that answer and not a part of that problem, friends. You know how many times I've seen people blame the hypocrites in the church for the very things that Christ himself condemned? It's more than can be numbered. Don't blame Jesus or his followers for the very things Christ condemned. Don't sit there and say, oh, look at the Christian. And no, it's not a Christian. It's a lack of Christianity. It's not Christians that do things that Jesus condemns. It's a lack of Christianity, which the hypocrites display. I want you to get this. Does not this man highlight the excuse rather than the power of grace to overcome? He does. Listen carefully. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Romans 5:20. Those that are born of the Spirit, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Hey folks, look to those that were in Scripture in Genesis 17:1 when Abraham was told by the Lord, be thee perfect and walk before me. My goodness. And isn't it interesting when you look at Ephesians 1:6, to the praise of the glory of his grace. Hey friends, Christ's grace is glorified when making sinners into saints. Not saints into sinners just getting by. Do you get this? I love this. Jesus and his grace are glorified in those that seek to be just like him. He that abideth in him sinneth not, 1 John 3:6. Not to those that make excuses for their shortcomings. Hey folks, when anybody looks at me and says, hey Bradley, I noticed that you did this and that, and if it was an error, I'll correct myself. But I also got to say this, I also want everybody on this radio program to understand that I'm looking at the same poster of Christ too. It's called the written word of God. And I am looking at my master and my Lord and my King and the captain of my salvation every day of the week that I might become just like him. Paul said in his wisdom, follow me as I follow Christ. Where I leave off Christ, you follow Christ. Period. Period. That's how denominations have been created. There's over 4,400 of them today. They've all left off Christ to follow a man. Don't follow man. Follow the Christ. And we will if we bear our cross. Christ's grace is glorified when Jesus makes sinners into saints. Look at King David. Look at Paul, Saul, who was converted to Paul, Acts 9. Look at the Peter sticking both feet in his mouth. And then look at the other side of that in the book of Acts when he is converted and he's empowered by the Holy Ghost preaching to the 5,000 souls that were saved. That is Christ. That is him, folks. Doing what we cannot do through yielded vessels that are in obedience to him, that obey from that form of doctrine from the heart. When they keep their eyes on Jesus, read Romans 6 and Romans 7. I want to leave you with this, folks. Jesus is glorified and his grace is glorified in making sinners into saints, not the other way around. He is glorified. You know, it's one of the greatest compliments I ever had is when my brother said to my mom, that's not the same kid. I wasn't the same kid. I was born anew by the Holy Ghost. And the Bible tells us in 5:17 of Corinthians, all things old have passed away, all things have become new. The standard is the living Christ, and we are called to be witnesses of the resurrection. And if we are not, it's we are yet in our sins, folks. And I would challenge those that still want a proper balance to this to go over to 1 Corinthians 15:17, and you'll understand perfectly as to what we're talking about. See ya.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.